Kool and the Gang has never really needed a reason to party, but it certainly got one last week.
It's a celebration.
After 60 years moving and grooving and giving us all reason to get down, the band will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this fall. Kool and the Gang is still active, though there's just one original member now, Robert Kool Bell. He told Rolling Stone last week that as excited as he is about the honor, it was bittersweet. In November, drummer and keyboardist George Funky Brown died at the age of 74, just a few months after the band released their newest album, People Just Want to Have Fun. George Brown had also written a memoir, Too Hot, Kool and the Gang and Me. When I talked with him last summer, I asked him about how he wrote songs.
I'm self-taught, and millions of musicians are the same. You know, you might just get the music, you might just get the groove, or you get a lyric line with the melody.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone might say something, and you go, wow, that's a great line, and you write it down.
Mm. Like, get down on it.
yeah. Ladies' night.
Yeah.
Things got too hot for me, man. I had to get out of there.
Up in Jersey City, New Jersey, and that's where you met many of the band members when y'all were just kids. How did Jersey City influence the band's sound and the music that you made together?
Well, we're talking about 1964, and Jersey City is a blue-collar town. None of us were Silver Spoon babies, single parent. The mothers worked very, very hard. All Jersey City was the inner city, meaning, you know, the minority and the hardships. And that lent itself to writing and playing a certain way, being untrained, but knowing or teaching ourselves how to play. You come up with these ideas that are not in the books. You're off the page, and it comes out a certain way, and people, ooh, that's new.
Mm-hmm.
The older musicians back then said, boy, wow, you kids, man. That's some new stuff playing there.
What is the Kool and the Gang sound? How would you define that?
The sound of happiness.
Yeah. I mean, as I said, Kool and the Gang has a new album out called People Just Want to Have Fun. Let's play a little bit of that here. I think the song is called Let's Party. And the rest of the band create music now versus earlier in your career? Has the process changed?
It's changed quite a bit, but we still do some of the old-fashioned ways of writing the music and performing it. We get everybody in the studio still.
Mm-hmm.
Drums, real horns, real piano, real everything.
Mm.
We might take a loop on some of them to lock it up a little bit. But that's about it.
In your memoir, you also talk about some of the challenges of fame, a struggle with prescription drugs and depression. How were you able to balance some really kind of heavy burdens and still maintain your spark for, as you said, like happy music, upbeat music?
Because that's what we do. You know, when it was time to go on stage, it's okay, let's become cool again. You know, that's what we do. So when it was time to do we did it.
Yeah. And all the other stuff, you put it to the side.
Yeah, everything else goes to the side.
Because I did want to ask you about that, because there have been a lot of band members in the gang over the years. Is it difficult to be dealing with a band and have to deal with other people? And then are you driven by the chemistry of making music with a particular group of people? Or is it something else?
It's the chemistry. If the chemistry is there, bingo, it works. And you want to make it happen, and you want to see people happy, and you want to be successful with it. And you want to help create a culture, a world culture, where people come together with that music. That music is bringing people together and making this one world culture greater than it was before. And when you do music that's happy music, that's what it does. It brings people to the clubs to have a good time. And that's what we do. We say our prayer before we leave, and we say, let's go make some people happy.
That was the late Kool & the Gang drummer and keyboardist George Brown talking to me last July. He died from cancer just a few months later. This fall, Kool & the Gang will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Hollywood.